Please be seated. On this day, as usual, the church recommends that the homily be brief because the gospel itself and other events have already taken a long time. But there's something I want us to pay attention. There's a lot of things to preach about in this, both the first reading that I read here and the passion. It's the fact that Jesus sent two of his disciples to the village with the instruction to bring a young, expensive donkey that no one has ever used to him. And he also gave them the instruction, knowing that the people who owe that donkey will protest. Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone asks you, why are you untying the colt, this young donkey, simply say to them, the master has need of it. The master has need of it. And as the disciples went there, as Jesus had already predicted, someone confronted them, why are you untying the coat? And they told whoever the person is that Jesus is in need of it. And they brought the young donkey to Jesus. The names of the owner of this young donkey was not mentioned in the gospel. But does it matter? What matters is that they were kind enough to allow Jesus to ride on this donkey into the city of Jerusalem. They allowed Jesus, they were kind enough to allow him to use it. And it is by using that donkey, that young donkey, that Jesus was able to accomplish and complete God's plan for him, God's assignment for him. This story would have been different if the owners had said no. It would have been a different story. But by letting Jesus use their young donkey, their colt, they contributed something significant in the unfolding plan of God for the human race. The same also goes to the man who provided the guest room where Jesus celebrated the Last Supper. The story would have been different if that man had said, no, I don't know who this your master is. I'm not going to release my guest house to him. But each of these people willfully offered something that helped, that contributed in the unfolding of God's plan. Interestingly, we don't even know their names. Their names were not mentioned in the gospel. This tells us that as unknown as you may be, as unrecognized as you may be, you can still contribute something in the furthering of God's kingdom. Each of us has something that God needs. We have something that Jesus is interested in. The master is in need of something that we have, that if given back to him, if offered freely to him, just as the owners of the colt gave their animal to Jesus, just as the owner of the guest room gave to Jesus, if we offer that which the Lord is in need of, we will contribute in the furthering of the kingdom of God down the road. What is it that you have? What is it in your life that God is in need of? A lot of us have been coming to this church for years. And you are satisfied with just coming to Mass, receiving the Eucharist, and walking home. Does this church need some help? Absolutely, yes. All the ministries in this parish have some need. Extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. It's like every Mass, we are looking for people to give communion. The ushers, we need people to volunteer to become ushers. We need people to volunteer to become lectors. I don't know anyone here who cannot read. I bet you, the first day you will stand up to read, you know, you might be conscious of the several eyes looking at you. But after a while, you get used to it. This parish is in need. Different ministries in this parish are in need. The RCIA, many of you here know the catechism of the church, just as anyone else. We are in need of people who can join the group to prepare others. You have gone through the faith formation, you know all the sacraments, and you know that you can actually teach somebody. Jesus is in need of something that you have. That if only you can volunteer your time and stop giving the excuse of I am too busy or I am unworthy. I can't do it. I am unworthy. That's the excuse that most people give. I am unworthy. As if anyone is worthy. God is not calling you because you are worthy. He's calling you precisely because you are unworthy, so that by serving him, he can make you worthy. I did not become a priest. Stephen did not become a priest. Father John and all the redemptorists, you know, none of us became a priest because we are worthy. I told you my story. The day I was ordained, while the priest was reciting to the archbishop, or the bishop who ordained me and my classmates, the bishop asked them, have you found them worthy? And the priest in charge of our formation says, you know, after the report from those in charge of their formation and the report from the people of God, we have found them worthy. Right there, as I was laying on the ground, I said, Lord, you know that is a lie. I am not worthy. I said, Lord, you know I am not. God is not looking for the worthy. He's looking for the unworthy. He's not looking for the healthy. He's looking for the sick. He's not looking for the strong. He's looking for the weak. Jesus is in need of something from you. This church is in need of something from you. And there are others. All you need to do is to ask. Ask your pastor. Ask any of the priests. In what capacity can I serve my parish? It's not enough, brothers and sisters, to just come to Mass and just go home. The Lord is in need. Give that your time, that your talent, that your treasure, and it will help in furthering the kingdom of God down the road. Some people did it, we don't even know their names, and that's what has brought us victory in Christ, friendship in Jesus, and grace in the Holy Spirit. And salvation. That's why we are here. Do your part. Give your coat. Give your time. Give your guest room. Jesus is in need of it. And you would have helped in bringing light and Christ to other people.